what is a mixed-use community? Well, it's a place where there would be a big business community, probably in the region of 250 acres. We have aspirations to create Kent's biggest business park. And it would also be a place where, is what it says on the tin really, where you can work, rest and play. So it's a huge opportunity there.
But of course, this is only just down the road from the sandwich site. So how is this going to differ from what's there already?
Yeah, good question. But it will differ completely. You've got to understand that Discovery Park is a science and technology site, and we will keep it as a science and technology site and keep it very pure from that point of view. There's no point me putting somebody on the Discovery Park site who makes widgets for another industry or manufactures joinery products or whatever the business. If you're not a science-related business, you couldn't come and build manufacturing space on Discovery Park. So it's a completely different offering of what we provide at Manston.
There was, of course, an attraction for Discovery Park in the free business rate offer over, I think, a five-year period. Will the same thing apply to Manston?
Well, Manston is not an enterprise zone at the minute. It's one of the things we'd probably like to debate and to discuss with the key stakeholders in the area. Obviously, today has been a very busy day, but once we get into tomorrow and the next day, we will be hopefully speaking to some of the key stakeholders in the area, Dover, Thanet Council in particular, obviously, and to see whether we could come with a meeting of minds to extend the enterprise zone across there. But I will say again, just so nobody's under any illusion, it's a completely different offering. It's not a science-related industry we want to build there. It's a generalised business park we want to build there.
How long have you been in talks with Anglogo over this, Chris?
The deal's been going on for just over 2 weeks and completed very late on Friday evening.
And did you hold any meetings with Thanet District Council?
No, it's just been confidential arrangements, as it would be in a commercial world. We have showed everybody the courtesy of contacting them first thing this morning, Thanet District Council. I was there seeing Iris Johnson first thing this morning. She took a call from me last night and changed her diary and met me first thing this morning.
The one word missing from this conversation so far is airport.
Hmm.
I'm assuming on what you've told us, there isn't going to be one.
No, there isn't. I'm not an aviation expert. As we've said earlier on, we're regeneration experts and we regenerate sites and we try to create the right places for people to do business. All I would say is, and you'll have read the same report yourself, this site for the last 20 years as an airport has lost money. Everybody who's tried has either lost money and failed. And in this commercial world, nobody's going to continue to do that. So we didn't buy an airport. I bought a former airport along with Trevor Cartner. And I think what we've got to try to do now is try to turn a negative situation and a situation which where there was a lot of uncertainty. And it's really sad that 145 people have lost their jobs there. But this thing could trundle on for years if you're not careful.
Are you aware the Thanet North MP, Roger Gale, still hopes that the US investment firm River Oak, who were in talks over this right up till last week, could compulsory purchase the site, reopen it, and maybe do something along with yourselves? Is that possible?
Roger Gale and River Oak would have to take their own legal advice on that. But I'm not in talks with River Oak. My understanding of River Oak is they're a property business themselves from America. And if you look into the things which are on the internet, etc., about them, there's not an awful lot of mention of aviation. But I don't want to get into a River Oak conversation. I want to get into talking about the future of this site. There's been a lot of print about what could be, but it's never happened.
You're aware of local sensitivities and even national sensitivities over this area?
I'm certainly aware of local sensitivities, and I can understand their anger. People have lost their jobs. But people aren't going, I'll say this again, I'm not an aviation specialist, but aviation companies in this day and age, we're just coming out of a recession, are not going to throw good money after bad in terms of running something which is a loss-making enterprise. The site is 800 acres, it's huge. So with the best will in the world, with the right team in place, with a bit of luck on all of our side, and to create the very best product on there, it's going to take time, but we want to start straight away. We want to start master planning this site straight away so we can get on with it, and hopefully it'll take 2 years, even if we've got everybody's support.